Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It also is jarring, I think, for the senators to finally have a different generation to deal with.
Yeah.
Right. The age difference of the senators and the nominees is quite stark and noticeable, and the energy level is right there.
Dana Perino highlighting something that I've been paying close attention to. I'm on that old elder millennial side of the generational breakdown here, but seeing people, even J.D. Vance is like a month younger than me or something like that. We've gone from watching Joe Biden muddle through this presidency to now seeing this cabinet see confirmation hearing after confirmation hearing with people that are an entirely, don't just look like an entirely different generation. They represent an entirely different generation. And we are just a couple short days away from watching the remaking of America, hopefully back to what it was supposed to be. I'm excited to bring on our next guest, Will Kane. You know him as host of The Will Kane Show here on 97.1 FM Talk from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. But also very exciting to forward the information to you that The Will Kane Show will now debut on Fox News at 3 p.m. Central Time starting January 21st. Will, thank you for the time today. A lot of news going on, and we appreciate you squeezing in some time here for our audience.
You bet, Annie. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
So I want to give you the opportunity to reflect a little bit on the cabinet nominees and the confirmation hearings as they've been happening so far. You know some of these people very personally. Your thoughts on Trump's nominees and the hearing process as it has laid out so far?
Well, I was just listening to you coming in, and I guess I haven't really fully internalized how much this is a generational shift in the people that run America. Because at the top, we have, again, Donald Trump. And, of course, Trump is 78 years old. But underneath him, the people that he's chosen to lead with him are, a real step down, a real shift, a real change in the generation. I'm Gen X. I heard you say you're an older millennial.
Yeah.
I'm Gen X. We're the forgotten generation. But it's kind of our time as well, in a way. But you look across the board. You know, Michael Waltz, probably Gen X like me. Sean Duffy, Gen X like me. Pete Hegseth, an older millennial like you. All across the board, you're looking at a generational shift in who leads America.
I mean, I think that matters, too. We've seen, I was looking through the line of succession right just before the show started, and the president pro tem is going to be Chuck Grassley. I had to look that up. I mean, the Republicans have some older folks in there. He's 90, almost 92 this year, I think. Gen X, talk to me a little bit about that. I hear a lot of Gen Xers kind of coming out of the woodwork all of a sudden to say, hey, we're going to actually have a very vocal say in what happens next. Why is it important to have younger leadership?
Because I think you're more in touch with the direction of the future of the country. Okay, I'll give you two. So I just saw the news of Vivek Ramaswamy is going to run for governor of Ohio. That is a complete generational shift. When you look, and Ron DeSantis is in the same range. So in that older millennial Gen X range. So we're just seeing the turnover. Pete Hegseth. So here's a great example. So Pete, I mean, even visually looks different than the people who have run the Department of Defense for really most of the past half century, right?
Yes.
But it's not just like, oh, you look young. Pete has fought the last two wars that America's fought, Iraq and Afghanistan. He's in touch with the issues that have confronted warfighters for the past two decades. And he's therefore more in touch with the issues that are more immediate in the direction of America. And I think it's good. It's time. It's time for a fresh set of voices.
We're speaking with Will Kane, host of The Will Kane Show on 97.1 FM Talk, starting at 8 p.m. each night, but also going to be on Fox News. We get off the air here at 3 p.m., and you're going to be taking it up on the Fox News channel at 3 p.m., starting January 21st, which is very exciting. I'm glad you mentioned that about Pete Hegseth, because, Will, I was a senior in high school when 9/11 happened, and the way I often phrase that, I was as old as you can be as a kid and as young as you can be as an adult, and seeing something like that happen when you understand the gravity of it, but you are still clinging to what little bit of youth you have left. I always remind people when there was trashing of the millennials for a long time, that those millennials are the ones who signed up to fight with the understanding of what terrorism was post 9/11 attacks. And Pete Hegseth, man, watching him champion these people who I have personally in my life who have fought in Afghanistan, fought in the Middle East, and gone back again and again and again, and then watched what Joe Biden did to pull out there. It is good to see him restore the integrity to the military members to fight and say war fighter, because that's what these people are. How quickly will you see his implementation of what he wants to do as the Secretary of Defense? How quickly will the military reflect his goal for them?
I think it already has started. I think it started with his nomination. You're seeing recruitment numbers already go up. The United States military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, they've all declined or not been able to achieve their recruiting numbers for years upon years upon years, including, by the way, things they're not capable of doing is hitting audits years upon years upon years. We already know that recruiting numbers have spiked with Pete coming in. I've known Pete a long time, like a decade, and I sat next to him for 5 years on the couch at Fox and Friends. And look, I mean, he's my friend, and I own that bias, but I try to be a self-aware person. And, you know, I don't know. I don't feel weird saying this about another man or one of my friends. Like, he inspires me in that when I look back on my life, it's one of the regrets of my life that I didn't serve the United States military. And if he makes me feel that way, imagine how many other people younger and still in the age demographic to serve he can inspire to feel that way while they can still do that. And I think that they will. And then beyond that, I think he's going to cut out the DEI woke. He's going to make it meritorious from day one. The thing about it is, like, why he hit a home run, Annie? He hit a home run, right? Grand slam in that hearing.
Yes.
And why is because he knows what he believes. Like, he knows it. It's not rote. It's not memorization. It's not, like, a script. He knows it. And he knows the focus of the United States military. And that means he will be quickly capable of focusing the United States military on being lethal and winning wars.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing him say at one point during his confirmation hearing that the purpose is to deter war when we can and to win wars when we can't. And I just, Pete Hegseth's confirmation hearing on the whole, he kept saying things that just my gut reaction was, oh, we don't talk like that anymore. And then he just goes full-fledged into it. I'm like, oh my gosh, talk more like this. We need more of this. The culture shift, it really is moving through Pete Hegseth and his commitment to Donald Trump's America First mentality.
I think it's funny that you said, ooh, we don't talk like this anymore. And you're right, though, because, I don't know, politicians, and you would include the Secretary of Defense as a politician, they're used to word salad. They play defense. They run afraid. Like, let me make sure I don't say anything that's going to turn you off or lose a vote or whatever it may be. Instead of speaking clearly and authoritatively with, like, this is my vision, this is who I am, and articulate that so strongly. And I you're right. Like, it is like, ooh, we don't hear that very often. How awesome it is when we do hear it.
Yeah. And I'm just gearing up for 4 more years of America First with zero fear. No trembling in the voice whatsoever. Pete Hegseth has been a wonderful example of that. Before we let you go, we appreciate your time today. Will Kane with us right now. Talk to us about your new, we're here Central Time, so it'll be a 3 p.m. Central Time for the majority of our listeners. What's the Will Kane Show on Fox News Channel going to look like for viewers?
It's going to be 3 p.m. for me as well, Annie, because the show's going to be based out of Dallas, Texas.
Perfect.
Where I am from, where I live. Yeah. And that's, of course, in part because that's me and who I am. And I'm so excited, by the way, so grateful that Fox has said, we want to do the Will Kane Show. Because they've said, we want you to do you, who you are. And I have one currency in this world, and that includes professionally, and that's authenticity. I just have to be real. I have to be who I am. And I it's what I value when I see it in other people as well. Like, if we can start with real, then we can get to the truth. So it's a process. That's what this show is, a truth-seeking process. It'll be casual and professional. It'll be immediate and news-breaking, but it will be deep and analytical. It'll be fun, but it will also be serious when it needs to be. I want to have voices in that are disagree with me, because I believe that finding the truth is a process. I'm not Walter Cronkite. I don't believe in the idea that you sit behind a desk and now that you have a tie on and a microphone, you're the voice of God. But I know what I believe strongly, and I'm going to share that. And through that entire process, I hope that we can be something that is a breath of fresh air in the media, which is an authentic voice seeking the truth.
Well, we're excited to take that in, Will Kane, and for you to have been a part of the 97.1 family here from at 8 p.m. on our station. And so congratulations to you. We will be tuning in for sure. And thank you for some time today on a Friday afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Will Kane of The Will Kane Show, debuting on Fox News Channel, January 21st, the day after the Inauguration Day. And also, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, starting at 3 p.m. our time. Very cool. Glad to have him on the show. And he does know Pete Hegseth very, very well and has been a staunch defender of his. The thing about specifically Pete's confirmation hearing, and if you're going to hear different speak when it comes to the person who wants to be the Secretary of Defense, these are people who know things about the world. The real, raw, disgusting, deplorable, depraved things that take place in the world, they're the ones who have to keep that from coming to our shores. They have to keep that at bay. And there are so many people, Gen Xers, millennials, who have taken up the fight in the wake of the boomers who did that in various wars during their time. They answered the call, they showed up. And of course, the Greatest Generation that protected us during world wars from Nazi dictators. And I'm talking about like the real kinds of Nazi dictators. It's refreshing to see Pete Hegseth and the way he speaks. It's one of the first times that I've really seen a true defense of the people who come from my time, or maybe a little bit before my time, who have gone out and fought with the American flag on their sleeve or with the American flag in their heart because they were called to duty. Pete Hegseth represents that to me. And, you know, it does make a difference, I think, when you see somebody who has seen the things that your peers have seen. It doesn't make it any less valuable when the person doing that is of a different generation, of course. But when you do see it yourself, I think it does. I think it touches, it strikes a different chord. I made the same comment when we talk about representation mattering. I think it was when Nikki Haley was running in the primary. And of course, Kamala Harris eventually down the line, but the Nikki Haley thing was taking place when Joe Biden was still the Democratic nominee. Nikki Haley was running for president, and my probably then 7-year-old, maybe 8-year-old at the time, looked at me and said, "Mom, can girls be president too?" And I just looked at her and said, "They sure can." And then it was like, oh, it just sparked the question in her mind. She probably had never, ever before had the thought in her mind, well, I guess only boys can be president. But it wasn't until she saw a female making the case as to why she should be the president that it occurred to her that, oh, yeah, girls can do that, too. And then after that, I think she probably went on to like do her hair or something. It was not like it was life changing. And now she's trying to take over the world as an 8-year-old. You know, it's not that dramatic. But when you see representation, that matters. I think the follow-up question was, "Mommy, do you want her to be the president?" And my answer was likely more than I want Joe Biden to be the president. And that might have been it, because I don't tend to talk politics with my especially younger children too much. Representation, it's kind of like the really sad ending to DEI, because, folks, I think DEI is ending. The mentality that all people should be included in conversations of being able to participate in, you know, offices, boardrooms, businesses, places where you hold office, like, of course. It's not so much You can't really force inclusion, but you can try to eliminate exclusion. Isn't there a difference when... Isn't there a difference when you open up the opportunity to everybody and then have an open mind about who the best person is for the position? I don't really know of any places that are exclusionary in who they're willing to hire. My experiences have been they want the best. I'm a female. I work in a predominantly male industry. I don't think that I've ever been held back because I'm female. I worked in sports radio before I worked in news talk radio. That is simply and solely anecdotal. It's not a scientific study on the issue. But I think the idea is that we want to hire people into positions that hire people into positions where their goal is always to hire the best for the company, because the best for the company, regardless of race, color, creed, any of that stuff, is going to ultimately help the bottom line of said company. Which means you should never exclude in those hiring practices, because you might leave the best on the other side of the door. And it's one of the great ironies that the effort for inclusion required the exclusion of people who were not deemed reasonable to apply. And that's going away. It's good to see a diverse group of people in any situation, but never because of the exclusion of other people. Never because you told other people you need not apply. And I think we're getting to the right balance of that, God willing, on the other side of Monday. A quick break. When we come back, we'll get Ryan Wiggins in studio, including next question. We want to know what you would like to hear us answer. We've got a few questions ourselves, and you can participate in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat. Thank you to Will Cain for joining us. And you can check that interview on the podcast if you so choose. Ask us anything. Next question, next on the Annie Fry Show.